look at the final role of the academic assessor. Now, the academic assessor is responsible for confirming student achievement of proficiencies and program outcomes in the academic environment. They are responsible for making and recording objective, evidence-based decisions and for maintaining current knowledge and expertise. The academic assessor works in partnership with the nominated practice assessor to evaluate and recommend the student for progression for each part of the programme. They must therefore have an understanding of the student's learning and achievement in practice and collaborate with practice assessors at relevant points in the programme structure. Now let's look at the NMC guidance. According to the NMC guidelines and students' standards for supervision and assessment, the academic assessor is responsible for 9.1. Academic assessors collate and confirm student achievement of proficiency and programme outcomes in the academic environment for each part of the programme. 9.2. Academic assessors make and record objective, evidence-based decisions on conduct, proficiency and achievement, and recommendations for progression, drawing on student records and other resources. 9.3. Academic assessors maintain current knowledge and expertise relevant for the proficiency and program outcomes they are assessing and confirming. And 9.4. The nominated academic assessor works in partnership with a nominated practice assessor to evaluate and recommend the student for progression for each part of the program, in line with program standards and local and national policies. 9.5. Academic assessors have an understanding of the student's learning and achievement in practice. 9.6. Communication and collaboration between academic and practice assessors is scheduled for relevant points in program structure and student progression. And 9.7, academic assessors are not simultaneously the practice supervisor and practice assessor for the same student. So this looks at the role of the academic assessor. And that completes our description of the roles. So in practice, a student on placement may have one or more practice supervisors who are there to support them. And a practice supervisor may be any registered healthcare professional. Additionally, each student will have a nominated practice assessor who will be responsible for signing off their assessments and proficiencies during their placements. They will also have an academic assessor who is there to also inform progression and to sign off on the academic achievements. I hope you have found this overview of the roles and responsibilities useful. You can find additional information on the NMC website or have a look at our other resources, including the e-learning resource on the roles and responsibilities. Thank you for listening.